because of long association with the body or so many impressions, so many concepts wrapped upon us. But to break that circle, what does it mean, realization? Realization is conviction, spontaneous conviction. I'm not body at all, it's fact. Even if you think intellectually, forget about spirituality. Is body your identity? Prior to being any body was there? After living body, what remains? No guessing. Your presence is there just like a space or sky. No special efforts required, no deliberate efforts required. See, this body called man, this body called woman. We say, I am man. Just told parents, this is body called man. Not accepted it. We are not waiting any sadhana to say, I am man. Like that, Master says, you are Brahman. Why don't you accept that, Brahman? Brahman, ultimate truth, final truth. Do your sadhana, no problem. Out of sadhana, what are we to achieve it? Why am I doing sadhana? So your all actions of Buddha is spontaneous. And therefore I am advising meditation most important. In the beginning you will find difficulty. Mind, ego, element, intellect. They are functional elements. The moment spirit click with the body, you say I. Along with that, mind, ego, intellect, functional elements appears. So many concepts appear upon your presence. These are layers. Various layers are there. Unless that body-based layer dissolves, you are not able to identify yourself. Fire is there, but the ash is covered with the ash. You have to remove ash. So like that, you have to convince yourself. See what is there. Just glimpses of eyes. Who is watching dream? Who is witnessing thoughts? I am talking something. Who is listening inside? Who is analyzing my thoughts? It happens spontaneously within me. Body can't do anything. It's a dead body. If there is no presence, we'll talk about this. So unless body-based knowledge dissolves, you are not able to identify yourself in real sense. And therefore, meditation is required. Through meditation, slowly, silently, and permanently, all concepts will be dissolved. Though you are acting man or woman or male or female, you remain untouched with the all. Do your job, do your duties, carry your responsibilities. But while doing all these things, you remain unconcerned with all deeds because you are not doer at all. You are talking past karma, future karma. What is past karma, future karma? Come out from all these illusory concepts. And you can do it. Not impossible. Yes, anybody can ask question.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Yeah. For me, I find that the mantra itself is very easy. It's something that I can slip into and stay focused with. I mean, I could do it all day, but what I've discovered is very quickly the body becomes energetically unsettled and I don't sleep well. My sleep gets very restless and eventually I just get too tired to function, so then I have to stop, take a break for a few days, let everything equalize. So I guess what I'm trying to find is, like, you call it the mantra, the prescription. I'm trying to find the right dosage, you know, for me. So, you know, is it a half hour a day, you know, and then I take a break, or is it an hour, and then I get sucked in and find myself doing 3 hours, and then I'm not sleeping well, so it's...
Don't count hours.
Don't count hours. Well, I don't specifically, but I kind of generally...
Out of mantra, that I support it is all.
I'm sorry, what?
Out of this mantra, the words, that I support, I, egoistic, I support it is all, that's the purpose behind the mantra.
Yeah, right now the eye, though, doesn't like not sleeping well.
Because you're measuring yourself in body form. Mm. There is no awakening, there is no sleeping. There is no consciousness, there is no unconsciousness. All these concepts related to the body only. Not the being, any sleep was there. Any awakening was there, any consciousness is there. No concept was prior to being. And after living, but what time out? Where the life goes. So through mantra, some vibration creates inside. Through that vibration, your body-based concept is also. Thereby I said it is anti-virus software. Since childhood today, so many concepts are there. Because we are a victim of our own concepts. So many gossips are there. Whatever listen, whatever read, you have to forget it. Try to find out where you stand.
Yeah, you talk about spiritual courage, and it seems like the courage is like putting up with the lack of sleep.
You must have courage to accept the reality. For which you must have strong faith within you. Yes, and your master so said. Your master said, you are Brahman, you have to accept, I am Brahman. If somebody abuses in bad language, you're accepting immediately, you're slapping him. Because you see that word, bad word, meaning given to that word, some meaning is bad word. You say donkey, wait. If you say you are a Brahman, no, you are not accepting. Try to identify it, it's not difficult at all. Not to define any word, not to criticize any words, not to analyze any words. There are so many words. Language is just for conversation or just for communication. Words are not ultimate truth. What they convey, that is most important. So be with you all the time. So all problem will be solved. And as I told you, there is tremendous power within you. You can overcome with all problems. There are so many examples. I am not quoting that example, but it is reality.
Yeah, when I take a break from the mantra, I do, I just kind of be with the I am.
Why to break with mantra? Mantra is not giving any harm to you.
Not doing any harm to me?
Yes. These are words. always alerting you from the individual concepts. They're reminding your selfless self. Yes?
Oh, I'm just thinking out loud, I guess. Just to elaborate a little bit more on what this gentleman here was talking about. When I sit for meditation, I sit deliberately to concentrate and to focus. And then the rest of the day, with all the chaos and everything that's going on, I try to just repeat the Nam in the background. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm making some progress with that. But like Julie, I want that courage just to... You tell me I am Brahman, I believe you. What does my body need to do to convince itself to get the conviction? Because I'm there, I'm ready, but letting go, it just seems like when I'm about ready to, somebody else comes at me with another problem and I bounce back into the dream instead of focusing on...
Be normal.
Be normal.
And there's so many things around you. Where to take touch or not to take that up to you. You are a master of your own. A lot of thoughts flowing inside. You are watching all these thoughts. Thought which are useful, you can take it. If they are not useful, throw it out, neglect it. Not to respond each and every thought. Nature of the mind, nature of the body, flowing thoughts. The thoughtless stage. Where all thoughts end, there you are. Where everything ends, there you are. Where are these thoughts prior to beingness? After living body and thoughts is there? Is fighting is there? Struggle is there? No struggle. Because directly, indirectly, you accept I am body, somebody else. I am doing this, I am doing this. I am devotee, I am disciple, I am master, I am Brahman, all these things. And I am supposed to be dissolved. That concept I am appear upon your spontaneous invisible presence. And a presence does not know I am presence. It is just like a space of sky everywhere. Five elements are there. They do not know I am five elements. Water does not know I am water. Earth does not know I am earth. Sky does not know I am sky. You are a projector of all five elements. The moment a spirit click with the body, five elements projected, enter what is projected. You are father of this world or mother of this world. If there is no presence, we'll talk about the world, we'll talk about the concept, we'll talk about God and goddesses. Even Brahman also, it's a concept. Even meditation also, it is illusion. But to remove one illusion, you have to take the help of another illusion. Because you forgot your identity, therefore meditation is required. You're reminding through meditation. Basically, you are formless, there is no shape, no experience, no experiencer, no witness, no witnesser. All these concepts appear upon your invisible presence. Where there is no pain or no pleasure. Because body knowledge is not tolerable, therefore the pain is there. This is food body. Prior to beingness, after living body, no pain, no pleasure. If the dead body is having pleasure or pain, means you were not body, you are not body, you are not going to remain body. Then who am I? Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, who are master, that you are a supernatural power. These are the words. Yes, yes.
Master, so I can do my duties, my family duties, and be the mom and the wife and the glue, actually, that holds the family together and makes them all stand upright. And at the same time, simultaneously, I can detach from that and watch this as a dream. And in other words, do my duty, but pull back and watch it more as a dream. And I guess it's giving myself acceptance to not be the pillar for everyone around me. And I guess that's where the lack of courage is, letting go of that. I'm sure it'll function by itself, but just convincing myself that I don't have to be so active in participating and holding everyone up so they don't fall down, because I need to go where I'm going. And it's just, it's difficult to get pulled back into that dream when you really don't want to be there. And just when you think, ooh, somebody's got another problem and something else for you to solve. And that's where I find that the difficulty for me comes. And at, with Julie, when you said about the not sleeping, I went through that, and I didn't sleep, and I was exhausted, and I just went through it, and now I go to sleep reciting the Nam, and I don't have any more problems.
So eventually, you kind of work through it.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it happens. In the beginning, it happens. It's the cleaning process.
Kind of cleaning process.
Yes, I did.
All concept eliminating. A so-called mind, ego, intellect, breaking from backside. That internal force trying to distract you from the reality. It happens in the beginning. Because we are having direct intellect body concepts. It will take some time. But not to ignore your family responsibility. Because we are a human being. Spirituality is not restriction, bondage, blockage in your human duty. Do your duty, your responsibility of your family members. Take care of your family members. Not to say only I'm Brahman.
Leave me alone.
If you say Brahman, who can pull your support? You do your job, you do your duty, your responsibility. But at the same time, there should be conviction. Yes?
Thank you, Masterji. You mentioned fire and ash. You used that analogy. So ash for me has been, it's been automatic. It's like there's a constant narration happening. I look at a pizza, oh, this is a pizza, it's a good pizza, it's a bad pizza. It seems to be so automatic, and it keeps going and perpetuating on its own. And I've had a few moments here and there where, you know, I didn't have any relationship, because the relationship with my wife and children is only activated the moment it comes into thought. If I'm here, there's nothing is there, no worries are there, it's just here. But these moments are so far in between. And then there's, when I have them, then there's this desire to capture that and keep it, hold on to it. And then, you know, I read books, and then that turns into a new form of thought. It's just changed how it sounds, but then I'm just reading about spirituality, philosophy, and then it takes the place of practical thoughts. But it's the same perpetuating thought. It just keeps going. And then I heard about your, you said, you know, you recommend meditation and Nam mantra, and that's what brought me here today. Because that's been because I have gotten the taste of that, and I want to hold on to it because it's just so much better than this constant narration of life, which, you know, there's nothing else besides this narration.
See, one thing there, that existence of presence touch with the body, you say, I am. Along with that I, along with this body, all human body, all responsibility is there. Pain is there, pleasure is there. Relations are there, my wife, my son, my father, my daughter, my master, everything, all this. You give justice to that all relations. But at the same time, try to understand all this, where are all these relations prior to beingness? Not to neglect all these relations. You give justice to all these relations. Your father, your mother, or sister, whatever, what is their position is. But you have to know yourself. All these relations are body-based relations. Not to neglect all this responsibility. There should not be so much attachment. I'm not asking you to neglect your family responsibility. But all these relations are totally body-based relations. Prior to beingness, what relations are there? After leaving body, what relations will remain? So, we are holding this human body, what is responsible for the human body, you have to observe it. You have to live like a human. But who is holding this human body? If there is no presence, for a moment, what relations are there? That conviction support to be appeared. I'm not asking you to neglect your family, or neglect your body, or neglect your anything. Do your job, do your duties. Have practical spirituality, not theoretical spirituality.
And that's the struggle. So when I meditate, I have so many distractions. I sit there and then. I just want to. I don't want to meditate.
Concentrate meditation. Meditation only so that all concept will be dissolved. In the beginning, there bound to be struggle. As I told it, mind, ego, intellect, there are so many concepts rebel against you. It's a very nice example given by Master Sivatta Maharaj. Suppose you are having your own building, there are so many tenants are there. You want a vacant position of these rooms and flats. By leaving that premises, the tenant will be avoid you. Because so many years they are staying there. And if you suddenly say, I want all position of the premises, so they avoid you. Same thing, so many concepts are there from childhood. After having meditation, and bad elements or bad concepts, by leaving the body, rebel against you. Just for in understanding. So something kind may happen, but it is a cleaning process. It is not spiritual importance, but it happens in the beginning. When the devotee takes Nama Mantra, he is going for meditation. Some forces are there trying to distract you from the reality. It may be your mind, it may be ego, it may be intellects. They appear upon your presence, they are layer upon your presence. Ego, mind, intellects, they are layers upon your presence. They are using your energy. They made us slaves. Don't again go in my mind. We are giving so much importance to our mind. Certain ego is there. Certain intellect is there. Be a master of ego, intellect, mind. So whatever knowledge, spiritual knowledge you are having, you try to implement, try to absorb it. Not theoretical, be practical. So carry your responsibility. Don't struggle with those thoughts. Don't struggle with the mind. Mind means both thoughts.
We'll have one final question and then we'll wrap up.
So meditation is the base, I'll tell you.
There's a question.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I seem to get, when I get to this place of feeling presence, like the concepts drop and I just feel this pure experiencing where there's like this confusion, like a lost feeling. And then there's some resistance that comes forward. I mean, I could be like that for maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, some length of time where I feel like I can't function in the world. Like my mind's not there, so that if someone even said, do you want a pizza, I wouldn't know what a pizza was and I would be confused. And then there's some part of me that is scared that it doesn't want to lose its individuality, you know, and some identity of who I am, because it can't even fathom that. It's like just going into nothingness and being nothing, and it's just, and then suddenly it's, I go, whoa, and I come back to, I just got to be this person and do my thing, you know, and it's, I've felt like I've gotten to that place so many times, and then there's this resistance, and you know, it's almost like there wants to be some bargaining where, can I just hold on to a little piece?
You're experiencing all these things. It's a struggle of your thoughts, concepts. And you are knowing that what struggles is going on inside. All these struggles appear upon your presence. Prior to beingness, there is no any struggle over there. The struggle appears upon your presence. Because some or other way, there is concept, I am somebody else, that concept is there. That concept is supposed to be dissolved. So don't fight with the concept, don't fight with the mind, don't struggle with the mind. Thoughts are coming and going. Therefore, meditation is most important. Meditation plays a very good part. In the beginning, you have to undergo the meditation. Then all your concepts will dissolve. You are even unconcerned with all thoughts, untouched with the all world. Yes?
Yeah.
Because you accept self, nothing is there. All these concepts, body-based concepts, appear upon your presence. These are layers. You are experiencing all these concepts. As in narrating so many things here, these are layers upon your presence. That's supposed to be clear. And meditation gives you courage to control all these things. It will happen spontaneously. Nothing is impossible for you. Mm-hmm. Don't become victim of your own concepts.
Yeah, I can even right now.
Be strong. Have some courage, I can do it.
Yeah, because
don't underestimate you. When Mata said, you are Brahman, you are Brahman. Live like a Brahman, not like a man or woman. It's open fact, it's reality. Forget everything, be with you. Master is not separate from you. God is not separate from you.
And almost like right now I can feel the resistance. I mean, I feel presence and I feel resistance. And I just had this little awareness that the resistance is a game. It's like it's a game.
Stop all this thinking.
Yes. Yes.
Be totally blank.
That's the part that scares me, but yes.
How you are prior to beingness and thoughts are there? Are you woman or man? After living body, all these thoughts remains? Nothing. Why to struggle with the thoughts? Why to struggle with the concepts? So try to absorb this reality already within you. Be bold, have some courage. I'm placing before your fact, your reality, Krishna's reality, not reality of Brahman, Atman, Paramatma, God, Master. Live like a master, live like a God, to your identity. Our supernatural power, tremendous power, miraculous power, you are not using it. With courage you can overcome all the problems. Even physical problems, even mental problems, and spiritual problems, all problems. Yes?
I'm not sure if I misunderstood Amit's terrible story about the mother monkey in climbing the tree with the water rising and the babies, and she held the babies up and finally
it
she
means that
stood
loving
on top of the baby.
See, this is artificial love and real love.
So
you're
is
loving
it
you.
Right? Is it good to go on
see,
top of the babies?
When time comes, you forget your children, you forget all loving people.
Mm.
You become selfish. That is the principle behind that. That monkey that trying to protect its child till the water is here. Then it sees I am going to die. She putting that child and sitting on that child and and trying to save her body.
True realization. Thank you.
So everybody loves oneself. It's my father, my mother, my sister, that's the love is there. When the time came, it happened, you know, that